أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاتقون. أولئك هم الفاتقون. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة. أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. والله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى. يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. صدق الله العظيم.
This is a munajat, a supplication of Arifullah Hazrat Yafis, Hazrat Maulana Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the title of which is Koi Hajat Warakta Ho Teri Chaukat Pe Sar Rakhna.
Ilahi Afani Rahmat Se Tu Kar De Ba Qadar Apna. Ilahi Afani Rahmat Se تو کر دے با قبر اپنا. نہ انجم ہے ہمارے اور نئے شمس و قمر اپنا. الہی اپنی رحمت سے تو کر دے با قبر اپنا. نہ انجم ہے ہمارے اور نئے شمس و قمر اپنا. سوا تیرے نہیں ہے کوئی سنگ دل اپنا. سوا تیرے نہیں ہے کوئی سنگ دل اپنا. کوئی حاجت رکھتا ہو تیری چوکٹ پہ سر اپنا. کوئی حاجت رکھتا ہو تیری چوکٹ پہ سر اپنا. الہی اپنی رحمت سے تو کر دے با قبر اپنا.
وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم لا يصلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه الأطاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحمي يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله مولانا العظيم. You just translate this very beautiful poem, Munajat e Dua, of our Honorable Shaykh Abdul Qanun Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah. And to let us see what we have to try and achieve and what we have come in this world for, what is our purpose. So, Hazrat says in this Dua, کوئی حاجت ہو رکھتا ہوں تیری چوکھٹ سے سر اپنا. If I've got any need, I place that need at your doorstep, I ask you, O Allah. May Allah, there isn't a time to go in the details, all our time is just going in there. But may Allah give us tawfiq when we have any need, first and foremost to go and ask Allah Ta'ala. Normally our procedure is we exhaust everything, all asbab, and then we say now only Allah can help me. But the thing is, first we should go to Allah Ta'ala and make dua. To use asbab is 100% permissible and we must use asbab. But our trust must not be on the asbab, our trust must be only on Allah Tabarik wa Ta'ala. Ilahi, and what is the real need that we have? Today normally we think it's a health problem, financial problem, husband, wife problem, children problem, those are our problems. But the real need that we should do, we place in front of Allah, Ilahi, apne rahmat se tu kar de la sabr apna. O Allah, by your mercy, let us gain your ma'rifat, who you are. Let us recognize and understand who Allah Ta'ala is. And in fact, Allah has sent us in this world for that very purpose, to recognize Allah, to know who Allah Ta'ala is. Also our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if we ask everything from Allah, but we did not ask of Allah Himself, koi mujhse puche, main kya maangta hoon, main apne khuda se khuda maangta hoon. If somebody asks, what am I asking? I'm asking of Allah that I get Allah. If you got Allah, ek tu mera, to har shay meri, zameen meri, palak mera. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. So we have to try and find, and that is our greatest need. But ask ourselves, and Allah reward our Asabir and our Buzurgani Deen. They came and they opened our minds and our thinking. That what is it that we have to actually ask? We are asking normally material things, dunya things, or if you ask for some deeny things also, we might ask Jannat, which is also we have to ask. But really what we have to ask of Allah is that we get Allah. We find Allah, we recognize Allah. نہ ان انجمن ہے ہمارے اور نہ یہ شمس و قمر all these big gatherings, functions, not all the things of this dunya, the sun, the moon, in other words, all dunya things, these are not important. Our reality must become there. That is the dua we are making. Today we are thinking some big functions, wedding functions, this occasion, that occasion,
all that is important. No, that is not that we get Allah, we find Allah. That He is who becomes ours. Siva Devi nahi hai koi sange dar apna. And besides you, O Allah, we have put nobody else to us. We can't, our hands cannot lift, even if we ask somebody else, what can anyone else do? Beautifully it has been explained, one person, he went and asked some wealthy person for what he needed. When he went there, it was time that wealthy person was in the masjid. And he looked from the door, he saw that he's also begging, making dua. So he said, when he's also a beggar, why must I beg from a beggar? Let me beg from him who gives everyone. So may Allah let us realize and bring that contact with Allah that when we lift our hands, Allah gives us. He gives us, fills our hands more than what we can take. That is the contact actually we have to build with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Koi hajat ko rakhta ho teri chaukhat pe sab rakhta. Whenever I've got any need, that yaqeen comes in our heart. That whatever need we got, we must ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Once there was an ijtima in Masjid al-Nur, Masjid Madina Sharif. And now unfortunately it's no more there. The work has said that ijtima, but it was an ijtima. One person was appointed to make all the arrangements for the feeding of the people. Those days, very beginning days, about 300 people. So and then Hazrati Rahmatullah Ali called him one side and told him, you have to make the arrangement, but you are not to ask anyone for money. And he has to make, and he only came with his expenses for Hajj, etc. Ziyarat. Look at that, you have extra fetch on to buy something, you have no other money. So he went, he took on loan from the grocer, rice, from the butcher, meat, everything, etc. Now time to think, it's nice over, everyone ate, and now you can't ask anyone else. He has Roza Mubarak place where Allah Ahmad comes down. He made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, you open the way for me. I have to pay all these people, the loan on me, and people of Medina Sharif, I have to pay them, and I don't have any money. So he managed to have the little amount he had, he thought he would pay either the person for the rice or the butcher, whoever it might be, he went there to pay him. He said, you are testing me or you are playing fools with me? Yesterday you came and paid me, and now your day you come in, you are testing me or you are playing fools with me? Then that money was paid. So he went to the next person to pay him. He also told him the same thing. So that is when we ask for Allah. And Allah gave us these places to ask. And we are not of Nabi Sallallahu, we don't make dua to Nabi Sallallahu, we make dua to Allah. But the fuyus, and from there also, that the wassul of Nabi Sallallahu and we are Kaaba Sharif Allah. And Allah gave us multifar, Allah gave us hakim. Whatever needs we have, may Allah bring it in our heart, we place it in front of Allah. That reality, may Allah bring it. Not that when talking is easy, but when you have a need, you ask this person, you ask that person. No, to ask only Allah. Khudawanda, muhabbat aisi de de, apne rahmat se, O my Allah, give such love of yours. This is what we have to ask of Allah. The love of Allah. Give me such love. Kare akhtar fida kushkar, ye dil apna, rida jigar apna. That each one of us, as Rashi is saying for himself, that each one of us, we give our heart to Allah. Not that we want our satisfaction, but we see in which Allah would be pleased. Sahaba al-Kiram, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the Awliya, may Allah also give us a little bit of that, that we don't worry what happens to us, that we only want to please Allah. When he was killing the people who were not believing in him and believing in Allah Ta'ala, he had a friend. And he was throwing all the people in the fire. He lit a fire and throwing all the people in there. One woman came with a little baby. And he told her also, you believe, otherwise your baby will be thrown into the fire. He said, only believe in Allah. There is no other. So these are tests. May Allah save us from them. But we are also going to test all the time. On the road, as a woman we see, what thoughts come to our mind. We look down upon people, we have jealousy for people. All these are tests that what will we do in such a situation. So anyway, they took that the child, they threw it in the fire. Then the child screamed out from the fire and said, Amma, come here, there is Jannah, there is a beautiful garden here. Outwardly it looks like a fire, but for, so that is where we take up. That we don't see our pleasure, but the pleasure of Allah.
in the pleasure of Allah is our pleasure also. And but we look at our pleasure, how I must be happy, my nafs must be satisfied. No, we must see how Allah can be happy. Allah bring us to that stage. It's a high stage, but it's not difficult for Allah. And we try, and that is why the effort is carrying on, that Allah blesses us with that, that in everything we do is to please Allah. A person can read Quran Sharif very beautifully, and just one point I thought of, when the young boy read Quran Sharif, our youngsters have got great potential. It is to tap that potential. And today Allah reward all those ulama who have got these youth classes, etc. What ulama are being produced today? How far? Qurra. We couldn't think at one time what was how we should read Quran Sharif. Now there is some Sirat also, Ashara also, all these things Allah Ta'ala has made it alive. And our young people, boys and girls who have got this potential, and just be set, and we will see that great Islamic ulum and knowledge will flourish in the world today. And the barakah that will come from there, we cannot imagine. In this dunya state, even this barakah is deen, Allah Ta'ala has kept all these barakah. So may we sacrifice everything for Allah Ta'ala. We kept that nafs-e dushman ke gulami se rahoon ruswa. Oh Allah, how long am I going to put myself in shame and humiliation by following and fulfilling the desires of my nafs? Right? Today we all want to fulfill our desires. I must have this enjoyment, that enjoyment. I must have this kind of a house, that kind of a car. And in fact, haram desires we want to fulfill. How many of our haram desires? How long are we going to remain slaves of our enemy? Our nafs is our enemy. Shaitan is our enemy, but we are slaves to them. Allah is our creator, is our sustainer, our nourisher. He sees to everything. But we move away from Allah. We want to satisfy our own nafs and desires. Oh Allah, such a person who is now turned away from you, one more time make me yours again. Oh Allah, let me taste that closeness of Allah, that enjoyment of being close to you. For which is let that chakha karve khuda, when duri may la karke mutjala. After that, let me never be in the sorrow of being separated from you, oh Allah. The closeness with you, when you feel your closeness with Allah Ta'ala, the better aspect, ta'ala, more better it is than 100 years of ibadat without jia, without shawl. When a person has the closeness and he has found Allah and is connected to Allah. May Allah bless us. But the Murshid e Kamil to karte hat zaho ko. Oh Allah, by staying in the company of the Murshid al-Kamil, a person who has found Allah, Allah, they are such great people. May Allah bless us, and guide us to those people, and from their company, then people who, like we, who are like crows, when we become like nightingales, our crow crows, and the nightingale, how sweet it sings. And so may Allah Ta'ala, or like the bird, the gentle sufikon, how it dances so beautifully and spreads its wings out. Oh Allah, make us like that. Instead of being like crows, we just live on, and birds and animals that live on carrion, that live on dead meat. Oh Allah, make us those that we are close to you and we enjoy your company, oh Allah. The waqf khanqah shaykh qalb jigar apna. That, and who are these Shaykh e Kamil? May Allah bless us with them, who have given their lives, their hearts, and their leather, and their lives for tarbiyah of people, so that they can guide people towards Allah Ta'ala. May Allah make us amongst those people. Today, we find that we haven't got time for anything. Hey, to make the tarbiyah, and to make the people who come to you, to look after them, and to guide them righteously. And this is a thing which is very much out of the window. For example, here in Escort, everywhere in the world, any town, almost any need we have, it can be fulfilled. You need a tire, there will be a tire shop. You need your lawnmower to be picked up, there will be a lawnmower. Most of the things, perhaps
some things we have to go to a bigger center, but most of the things, but to correct our, to reform our soul, our ruh, where is that? There are all types of hospitals. For the eyes, they're different, for the nose, different, for the heart, separate, big specialist, but for the ruh. And if there are some sansas now in the world, only in Ramadan they operate. Now if a person is a sick patient and you tell him you come for the Ramadan for free, how can it work like that? It must be ordered. Before there were new sansas, they were very much alive. And people should spend their time regularly there. And they should correct their lives accordingly. So this is one great branch of me which is being neglected very greatly. All the branches are, but we don't even have a comprehension of this important aspect and branch of deen, that where we can make our tarbiyat and get connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The most we perhaps think that khankai means you become bayat to a sheikh, you make some dhikr and that's it. No, it's a long road to go to make our islah. And we are not naked that today, that we who are, so to say, who are running the khanka, we also know sikana. And so how are we going to guide other people? So this is important to work in this field also. The Ghafur says, you ki toba, to unki raah mein akhtar, to unki raah mein akhtar. And the person just made toba, just in unmindfulness. Just like we tell children to teach your cheek, toba, toba, toba. Toba, toba, toba. That kind of a toba, what is it? Toba, Muhammad Al-Hami Rahmatullah Ali writes that many people dua also. He says the essence of dua is your heart must be in the dua. Today when dua is made and the dua goes a bit long, like big night, lay Sharif Barat, lay the two father in the Ijtima, etc. And how many of us start making dua? I hope it stops. That dua is making too long dua. No, dua, and how many of us, while we making dua, we winking eyes with one friend also. We even wave to somebody, dua is something else. So dua is a great ibadah. And we today have taken it very lightly. Just think that today is Thursday night, Juma night. Today is a very important night. For the day of Juma, especially two specific occasions, I duas are readily accepted. One is between the two khutbahs without moving the tongue, and one is the time between Asr and Maghrib. How many of us, we give time, that we give thought to make dua at that time, and this whole Juma is so blessed. But then it's a time for dua, but how much duas do we make? Hamadan mazhala hai zikr kasham o sehar akhla. All the time, as I say, that my occupation must be that I'm in your remembrance all the time. Morning, evening, all the time. And if we realize our purpose of coming in the world, then we will do that. We will do the zikr of Allah, the hours of Quran Sharif, zikrullah, etc. Also, before starting our talk proper, there's two other points that I wish to mention. One is that our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali always used to say that before every bayan, mention one sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make that also come in our lives. Alhamdulillah, to a great extent, many people outwardly have gone sunnah. Many dhoti, beard, kurta. Many people, alhamdulillah, youngsters also. Many women have come in parda, in burqa. Before it was not like this. Today, alhamdulillah, there is a great, great change. But the reality of sunnah also has to come. Not only the outward sunnah, but the reality of sunnah. One step, like for example, one sunnah that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when you go to sleep at night, try and have your heart clean of any malice, hatred, jealousy for any and every person. With a clean heart you go and sleep. And he said then, this is my sunnah. If you then practice upon my sunnah. So there are many sunnahs. Allah reward Mufti Sahib Saliji, mashallah, whole kitab is written on the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Plenty of sunnahs we should try. Study this kitab. Every day, one half a page, one page, something. Or even once a week. And slowly, slowly, we try and bring all the sunnahs into our life. And Allah give us tawfiq. Amongst that, one other thing also. Is that our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Jazawullah Khair, It taught us that it narrated in the hadith, when Sallah Sitta Rak'atin Ba'ad al-Maktuba, a person who reads 6 rak'at after the Faraz Namaz, Faraz of Maghrib, the words of Awkama Qad alayhi salatu wa salam, then that is Awwabin. So, Hazrat used to explain it in his beautiful way. The whole Ummah reads 3 Faraz of Maghrib. 2 Sunnahs we all read also. 2 Nafils also we read. Just add 2 more. So then, the 2 Sunnahs will be counted in there. The 2 Nafils we are making is 4 already. Just 2 more, 6, that's the minimum of Awwabin. So our Awwabin will have been made. Awwabin is another name for Tawwabin, those who make a lot of Tawbah. And Allah has stated, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah loves those people who make a lot of Tawbah. So you will be counted amongst those people just for the 2 rakats more. And you will be counted amongst those who make Tawbah. A lot of Tawbah. Also, I made in this Awwabin Namaz, you get the Tawab of 12 years of Ibadat. And how long it takes to make 2 rakats of Namaz? Our Nafil, how long it takes? 3 minutes? 4 minutes? Just a few minutes. If your boss tells you that your knock-off time is 5 o'clock, but this one customer has come in, he's a very good customer, he buys a lot. If you give 5 minutes extra, I'll give you 12 years' wages. Eh? 12 years, if your wages is 20,000 a month, and 12 times 20, and this times 12, I'll give you so much if you just stay 5 minutes. And that is that you keep your work, you make your namaz farad, but you just make your awwabin minimum 6 rakat, and I'll give you 12 years of work. Allah Akbar. And yet we should have missed it out. How much? And dunya's earnings will be only here for dunya. Okay? And in most cases, may Allah protect us. Many times we have robberies, Allah save us. Many times such illness is coming, all our money is gone in there. Many times such other occasions come in our money. But what we have earned for akhirah will be there for us forever and ever. Never will it come to an end. And it will stay with us forever. So this is the real earning of the akhirah. May Allah also open our minds and realize that the real earning is the earning of akhirah. Dunya is not a real place. Today, unfortunately, our whole environment has become, we focusing only on dunya. That dunya, we must have money, all the necessities of dunya, and our mind doesn't go to akhirah. We don't think about akhirah. And one easy way of doing that, whenever we make salam in namaz, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, then just think at that time, they say, farishta sabiyya, the kiram and sabiyya, asabiyya. 2 great benefits you will gain of this. One is, you will become conscious of the akhirah. And you will become conscious of Allah's system that is working here, which works over our system. Allah's system is above our system here. When you will realize that for Allah says in the Quran Sharif, but today our yaqeen is very deep. Allah says, لَهُ مُعْقِبَاتٌ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. That every person Allah has appointed malaika to protect us all the time. If those malaika have to, if they don't protect us, now a person can have a heart attack. A person while sitting, something can happen in his spine and he becomes paralyzed. Anything can happen. So Allah has put this malaika. So our yaqeen must go on there. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So try and read after our maghrib, our 3 faras, 2 sunnahs, 2 nafils we are making. Just make 2 more nafils and it will be counted in our awwabin, inshallah. And then, when we do get the occasion, do try and make our 20 rakats of awwabin at least once in a lifetime success. We go for umrah, we sit for itikaf, we are out in jamaat, and we get an opportunity, try and make even 20 sometimes, but at least the minimum, let us try and do that, inshallah. Then one more thing also, before we actually start the talk, and that is, this is, as I mentioned, the night of Jummah, and tomorrow is Jummah, which is our Eid. And a Eid, in one narration, more greater than the other 2 Eids also. And one special ibadah for this night, and for the day, is the recitation of Durood Sharif. Let us try and increase our Durood Sharif. Every day we should read Durood Sharif. We also think to ourselves, how much of Durood do we read daily?
on a Friday, we should increase our duty. May Allah give us tawfiq. There are people at this moment in the world, Allah, how much of durood don't they read? How much of Quran Sharif don't they read? May Allah let me be also inspired by that, and at least we do our little bit that we try and do, or at least we feel guilty if we are not doing it. Today we know that we're not doing anything and we're not even feeling guilty, and we are finding fault with people who are spending time in ibadah and earning akhirah. In our eyes, it's only this dunya, the earnings of this dunya. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, long time he made a bayan and he said it has come to light. It's just an incident happened at that time that there was a person, very, very wealthy person, and he made a big safe built in the cellar at the bottom. And very big, with how many vaults and departments and everything. Gold, silver, diamonds, notes, whatever you can think of. And he was enjoying, admiring it, looking at it, taking release and enjoying. And his workers didn't know that he did that. And they closed the door on the outside. Now he's there and they can't hear. It's a big safe. They can't hear anything. And the safe has got thick walls. And the steel with which the doors are made are also thick. Now he's screaming and shouting. Nobody can hear him. That time he felt, if I had 2 slices of bread and a glass of water, it's better than all this wealth that I have. So at that time a person realizes. And at the time of mort, 100% we are all going to realize. Fortunate are those people whom Allah Ta'ala makes to realize before them. That this dunya thing which we are craving after and we are running after it, this thing has got no value. Value is of deen. Value is of akhirah. May Allah put it in my heart also and put it in all our hearts. Similarly, Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, in the same occasion he mentioned, one poor person went out in the jungle and he found a bag of gold coins. Whole bag of gold coins. Who won't be happy? Whole bag of gold coins. But he didn't have one slice to eat of bread, one slice of bread. He also felt that instead of this, all this gold coins, if I had 2 slices of bread, 2 roti, and some water, I should have survived. So this dunya thing, we sometimes get taken away and we think dunya is too much, that only dunya is a free thing. But really, it is deen that is the real thing. All of us must have heard on many occasions of those 3 people in the Bani Israel who went into a cave to sleep and the rock fell and they couldn't come out from there. Who stayed in there? Only the Amah. We think this dunya things, money, rands and cents, emergency service, emergency numbers on your cell phone. Who were they could to contact there? It is only the one and only Allah who can help us. And that reality, whatever happens, is required. Anyway, just to speak a bit on this ayat that I have recited, this is the first ayat of the Quran Sharif where Allah has given a command. From Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه, Allah explains the conditions of the mu'mineen. The mu'mineen and kamilin, who you can make of, these are the true believers. Then in very short ayat, Allah explains who are the non-believers. And these 2 groups are very clear. Who the believers are and who the non-believers are, easy to see. Then one whole ruku, a lengthy ruku, Allah explains the condition of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. And for 2 main reasons, ulama say, one is that we can be on our guard from them. Because they are amongst you. يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّ بِاللَّهِ. Do we believe in Allah? وَمَا هُمْ مِنْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah says they are not believers. Many things, they will be just like us. And today, it's a very, very dangerous situation out there in the world. Today, there are those people who are like with us. They are our people, we say. But yet, their ideas and their hearts is something else. Today, with all the different things, especially at the universities, colleges, etc., the amount of other indoctrination they are getting from Shias, from Salafis, from other people, it's unbelievable. And gullible young people who go there in those places, and what is happening there, the environment of those places, and then what they are being taught in those places, the influences that are coming, and not only the university, high schools, wherever, world places, anywhere almost, these things are happening.
So we have to be very, very careful of the influences which are coming upon us. So, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us be on our guard of all these things. So after the munafiqeen, Allah discussed in detail. They will come to you, they will have fears also, they will have everything. They will speak in your favor, but in actual fact, they will be your enemies. And they will be those people also, perhaps to that extent, that their greed also is not correct. And this is happening. One good friend of ours, his company was very worried. His son was at university. But then they found out that he's propagating Shia. The CDs, etc., videos, he's making more and he's giving out to people. Right? So this is the condition. We feel very surprised what he's doing, what that is, but we don't know. And if we lose our iman, we don't realize we have lost everything. Right? That iman of ours is the most valuable treasure Allah Ta'ala has given us. And today we are putting our daughters, our sons in such an environment that they can just lose all this. And we ourselves also, Allah protect us also. Today is the day, which is the hadith, it comes, the time will come when a person will be a mu'min in the morning, by the evening he'll have lost his iman. He'll be a mu'min at night, by the morning he'll have lost his iman. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masih Allah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes, a person loses his iman and he's not aware of it. He's still making namaz 5 times also, but he has lost his iman. Then what is the value of all that? So it's very, very important that today that we have the tajdeed of iman. Renew our iman. Revive our iman. And there are so many ways to do it. The holy la ilaha illallah. Repeating la ilaha illallah and thinking of the meaning. Keeping company of the ulama and the pious people has become so important today. Going out in jamaat and tabligh and learning this and be sure that we are with the right people, this also will help us tremendously. So anyway, after the 3 groups of people Allah Ta'ala explained, then Allah gave the command to the whole of mankind. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, u'budu rabbakum, worship, make ibadat of your Rabb. And Allah Ta'ala's kalam, there is no speech, no kalam that can compare with the kalam of Allah. In the command, Allah has given the reason why the command. For example, if I tell somebody, go outside, you look at my face, what must I go into outside? For what must I go? So Allah gave the command, worship your Rabb. And in that, Allah gave the answer why you must worship Him. Allah said, your Rabb, He is your creator. He has given you everything. He is your sustainer. He is looking after you all the time. Everything. And to Him you are going to return. So it's only natural you must worship Him. If we keep somebody to work for us at home, to wash our babies, 1-2 baby children, the small children we have got, babies we have got. Now that person who comes to work, the helper, and brings her own baby. And we gave shampoo, we gave powder, we gave clean nappies, we gave clean clothes. And she washes her own baby and uses our shampoo, our powder, and puts on her baby. And leaves our baby dirty. Is there anyone who will tolerate this, even forget doing so much? When you just see her starting to wash her own baby, you'll have so, you'll fire her, you'll say, you can't do that. Allah has given us everything. Who can say my eyes are my own eyes? Who can say my father gave me my eyes? My father doesn't know about eyes. How great is he? I'm a father, I'm a grandfather. Did I make the eyes of my children, grandchildren? Who gave us our brain? Who gave us our tongue and speech? Who gave us our and everything else? We can't imagine one na'mat of Allah. Innumerable na'mat of Allah. We just can't imagine how kind Allah Ta'ala is. So why must we worship? You pay a person a wage. You pay 10,000, 15,000, 20,000. And you give him his duties, what he has to do. All work he has to do. He has to do that and you pay him. Allah has done everything for us. And all he's asking for us, we must be obedient to him, we must listen to his commandment. So it's only right that in that command, Allah has given us the reason why we worship him. Another aspect of worshipping of Allah Ta'ala That is, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ.
I have not created jinn and mankind, but solely for my worship, my ibadah.
Yeah, most of the, almost all the Mufassirin say, it means for my recognition. Allah has put us in this world that we recognize Allah Ta'ala. It is narrated, كُنْتُ كَنْزًا مَفْرِيًا. I was a hidden treasure. فَأَحْبَقْتُ عَنْ فَأَرَحْ.
I desired I must be recognized.
فَخَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقِ. So I created the creation so that they could recognize me. They could see my beauty, my kindness. Whatever beauty there is in the world, whatever kind of beauty, a kind of beauty a person thinks, the fountain source and the beauty is created by Allah. As our Shaykh beautifully said, that don't look at the design, look at the designer. Eh?
Women who have all got their designs.
This woman got this design, this woman got that design, this one got this complexion, that one. But look at the designer. Eh? And Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala has not one designer yet. How many designs? So what is the beauty of Allah Ta'ala? It was that been coming to us. I think Maulana Musa mentioned, or somebody mentioned, that Musa Ali Salatu Wasalam is the only Nabi that who asked Allah, Rabbi Ali Anzur Ilayh, I want to see. So the question comes up, why did Musa Ali Salatu Wasalam get the desire to see Allah? And he asked, Ya Allah, I want to see. The answer, that he was Kaleel Allah. He used to hear the voice of Allah. When always you say, yes, the voice of voice is so beautiful, then how beautiful must it be the being whose voice is beautiful. Then from there we learn another thing, Parda with woman, strange woman, how important is it? Listening to the voice, you can perceive voice also. Just as anything, for Fahad if written, just the heel of a woman you can see, and you can get tempted and you can get laid astray. So Allah has made that attraction. So Allah Ta'ala's voice was so beautiful. So Musa alayhi salam, the natural urge came that I want to see Allah Ta'ala. So if the following will recognize Allah, then see the enjoyment of our ibadah. Allah Akbar. And the reason all the time. But if we recognize Allah Ta'ala, your one plate of food, your biryani for example. Now you think that Ya Allah, this rice came from Pakistan. How, who grew it? Who looked after it? And how from the farm the people they put it into they took the rice off the crops they took off, put it into bags, etc., put it onto trucks. Where the truck was made? The truck is made of so many things. The roads on which they had the truck had to move. Who and who worked on making those roads? Allah, you can't imagine. When he came to the dock, and this is very, very lightly I'm speaking, the details of it, nobody can have, it's only one Allah. And then when he came to the dock, the cranes that were required to put it onto the ship, to move the containers into the ship, and then all the computer work and the paperwork that had to be done, you just cannot exhaust it. When it landed, for example, here in Durban, there again, all the work at the docks for it to be transported to the various places in the country. It was packed there in Pakistan, or here the people are packing it. For the packaging again, how many, all the plastic, the printing on top of it, the weighing, the scales, and Allah, we can't imagine. One time, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani, rahmatullah alayhi, was eating. And one chala dana, one mug or something like that, it rolled away. So he looked for it, he couldn't find it.
There were some children of the neighborhood playing. So he told them, help me look for it.
They found it, he cleaned it, he ate it. When he went to the khanqa, he told this happened. And he said, you know why I did that? Because for that one dana, that one grain, how many creations of Allah worked for me to produce it. And I just let it go like that. And today our wastage in our homes, at the time of weddings, in the name of walimas, in the name of gifts, khatams that we have, big gathering and the amount of wastage that is taking place. And would take away Allah. How much is wasted there? Unbelievable. Just look at this man, when the recognition of Allah, one small grain, a person becomes one. Then a person will clean his plate also properly. Otherwise today the amount of meat that is left on the bones, And then he just goes into the temple.
People are Peter.
What is left over, just threw it away anywhere. No consideration.
And when millions, perhaps billions of people are going hungry in the world, and this is our attitude, the wastage that we have got
in our clothing wastage. One place we went, and for lady shop we had to give. When we went there, you got first happy, mashallah, plenty ladies have come. It's a country where very hot and safe, so the shoes stay outside, whole shoe, full of shoes. I got happy.
Afterwards, I found only one lady was
in the house lady. That was all her shoes, the amount of shoes that were there. So, it's unbelievable how we say, Allah has given us, use it in the right channel. And there are so many good channels. And in the name of deen also, let us not use our money in the name of deen, in just things which are superfluous. Find out from ulama where is the great necessity.
Where will I get maximum returns on my investment?
It will need to be a small investment. We are very careful and we have to find out where I get the best investment. This investment is the biggest investment. So also find out, and mashallah, there are those ulama, speak to them and they will guide us. And there are so many channels that we can, our money can be channelized, and what a thing it will come. Hazrat Malik ibn Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, most probably, or one of our buzurgs, on one time, he saw a young man standing in front of a flock, empty flock, with a piece of paper in his hand. He asked, what's it? He said, plan of my house, I'm going to build my house. In those days, it was 40,000 dinars, so whatever it might be. He said, how much going to cost you? He said, so much. He said, if you give it to me, I will give you a writing guarantee of the palace of Jannah. This came in his heart, and he decided, and he gave it. And then when he passed away, then he found that was from his, in his dream, he saw that Allah had given him his talent. That person passed away, he was buried. And this buzur, Malik ibn Dinar, rahmatullahi, most probably it was, that person from his father, he saw a dream and he told him, now you don't need your guarantee, I've got my palace of it. Then in the morning, Malik ibn Dinar found that guarantee which he wrote under his pillow. He gave it to that person, no photocopy type, and no scanning and getting exactly the same original. Whatever he had written, he found it under his pillow. So that is that our yaqeen has to come on akhirah. Today our yaqeen is on dunya. Why? What will my daughter do if she doesn't go to university? How is she going to cope? On the other hand of the coin, when our children become, girls become self-sufficient, why must they listen to their husband now? Any small matter, I can look after myself. I got my career. Why do I have to listen to you? This is what happens there. Allah Akbar. When a person becomes a career woman, now she's got no time for her children. There are those instances report a woman gives birth and from there she's gone back to work. From there, she doesn't see the first smile of her child. She doesn't see the first step the child takes. All that is in the care of a nanny. And the nanny is, and what they said, nanny got feelings for their child. You have feelings for your child. Many times we talk about our children like this, other people get bored. They you so happy, my grandson, my great, and for other people it means nothing to them. For them, it is, this person is a nuisance this time. And you carry him on for yourself all the time. So other people got no time. And for the woman when she goes out to work, her wardrobe has to be according to them. A woman who stays at home, her dressing is according to that. Me, tidy, but according to that. And a person who goes out to work, her dressing has to be according to that. And all the other things that happen, and nobody can say, my one ustad, Hazrat Hafiz Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that if butter doesn't melt in front of fire, then it's not butter. And when man and woman meet, and they don't melt for one another, then they're not man and woman. Then there's something else. It's natural. These things Allah has kept it. That is why Allah gave the laws of separation. Now today, what is happening? It's unbelievable what is happening. Just to give you an idea, a discussion was taking place among some girls that if a person, child passes away, and then you get jannat for them. So one young girl asked, if it's a illegitimate child, you also get jannat for them. So just see what is happening in which society. Before we were talking of these things, observe. Today it is almost 100% within us. And that my, our eyes are going to open. We don't want to see the reality. And the more we speak about Yaqeen, Akhirat, the more that realization will come that Akhirat is everything. One time, Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah Ali was attending a gifts completion jalsa. The students completed. And then he said, people say that what you get reading Quran Sharif. And people say that you just, like a parent session, you memorize it. He says that what Allah says what you read in Quran. Whose word is weightier, the whole world's word or the word of Allah? Whose words are more weightier, the whole world's people, all the academics and everything, or the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How happy Allah becomes with the Hafiz of Quran when he recites, etc. We don't have to see for dunya's returns and dunya's benefits. Is that even a dog also? You show it a piece of meat, it will come to you. You show it a stick, it will run. There's the non-believers, their condition also. Ours, we are completely different. Just one little thing I thought about. One is just a parable to take a lesson from. A person, a hunter or shepherd, he found a calf, baby of a lion. He brought it home and grew it up at home. He grew up with the sheep. A cub, a lion grew up with the sheep. And he first started bleating. How is the sheep make noise? They sound like that also. So now living there and eating grass. A lion eating grass. Where can you ever get that? So one day a real lion from the jungle came and saw this lion there now grown up and with all the sheep. He said, my brother, you are very, very sick. You got no appetite. One of the things that you check your health on, if you have appetite or not. If you don't have appetite, it's a sign you're not healthy. So he said, no, unhealthy. He says, but all these samosas and all the bags, yes, ready for you to eat, but you're not eating them. He said, no, these are my brothers. Oh, you are extremely sick. You have forgotten your identity also. You have forgotten you not feeling no appetite also. You have forgotten your identity. You even forgot your speech, how you must be. Muslim is supposed to be reading for answering. Today, all the time on the cell phone, this message, we just don't get finished with the messages. A person is so engrossed today in the, on the messages, you can't stand right in front of you, make 10 times salam, he doesn't hear you. He's just pretty busy all the time, moving just up, down, there, all there. And this digital is from Dajjal. Dajjal, Dajjal. And somebody has said so beautifully, all this digital is Dajjal Ta. The language of the Dajjal. In Afrikaans, Tal means language. So this all the Dajjal language, all these things. Anyway, so busy we are in all these things that we don't even know. And our language was supposed to be Quran Sharif. Anything by the Qudrat of Allah. Allah has done it. But today, all other things, inshallah is not on our tongues today. Bismillah is not on our tongues today. La ilaha illallah. In the hadith it comes, this ummah Allah has made, la ilaha illallah, natural on their tongues. That anything, and today many Arabs tell anything of surprise, la ilaha illallah. Any good thing happens, la ilaha illallah. Any trouble happens, la ilaha illallah. It's just on their tongue. Ask on our tongue if it ever comes. We will say, oh, are baqi ma'af. I hurt you, I sent you, all other things. La ilaha illallah. If somebody makes zikr 10 times, la ilaha illallah, our stomach. If a person is allergic, for example, to panado, if somebody else takes panado, it won't accept. Only when he takes panado. But then we are so allergic to zikr, somebody else makes zikr, our stomach pains. Then why are they making zikr? Whereas all these are the things if we do it. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, to the end of his life, I traveled the world in my paralyzed state only for one reason, to make the gatherings of zikr come. And Hazrat said that by the gatherings of zikr, fitnas that are coming, Allah removes. And fitnas which have come already, Allah removes them also. Allah says that. But today we can't. So this is also the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, that the ma'rifat of Allah, then to remember Allah Ta'ala. Also, the ma'rifat, the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, one other meaning is, from the ibadat, abdiyat comes into us.
humility comes into us. Today we're lacking that also very greatly. Ana, I'm somebody, I'm everyone. When a goat makes man, that goat has to be slaughtered. When we also say man in Yekya, main wo karta hoon, then we also have to be slaughtered. مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ A person who has humility, Allah. وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ وَضَعَهُ اللَّهِ And a person who has pride, Allah brings that person down. So, by ibadat, how much of abdiyat is coming into us? Hazrat Hassan Basri, rahmatullah alayhi, on one occasion, bought his slave, brought home, and asked, what will you eat? He said, sleep for no choice. Whatever the master will give him to eat, what clothes will you wear? Sleep for a very present. He set him free, and he gave him money. He said, you have taught me how to be a slave of my Allah. That I must have no choice. Whatever Allah has prescribed for me, today, what's wrong with this? What is the harm in this? Show me in the Quran this is haram. Show me, where is it, who said this is haram? Everything we got questions. A slave is not like that. Whatever command is given, he knows it's the master's command. He's open. He just follows it completely. No, this question, that question. Today we don't want to do agar tu hi na chahe, to baati hazaar. If you don't want to do something, you look for excuses. Why this? Why that? Why not this? What's the harm in this? Where is it in the Quran? Show me in the Quran. All these things is when there is a lacking, less of the love of Allah. So, abdiyan. And by ibadah, we must become abd of Allah, a slave of Allah. And when a person becomes a slave, Allah raises his soul. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many of us we feel wrong also how to translate Muhammadun abduhu wa rasuluhu. He is the abd of the slave of Allah. We find it hard to translate. How can we say Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That he had that quality, that Ya Allah, Allah. If you study Quran, etc., how the non Muslims pressurize what we will call today interfaith gathering. And they also wanted that give and take. You will compromise on this matter, on that matter. How much they told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, I can't change one letter from what Allah has said. One command I cannot change. And if my daughter Fatima had to steal, I would cut her hands also. In the matters of deen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that one matter came and they said, who will speak to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, the only one who can speak is Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu. Love and attachment, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the matters of deen, you're speaking to me. That's Allah. So this is when a person becomes a slave. 100% Allah for us. Today we all want to follow. We give it a deeny veneer, cover it up a little bit with deen's name. But we are doing it for our own self. To bring this into us 100% well. To talk is easy, to listen is easy. But it's reality and we have to become conscious and we move towards that inshallah. And then also ibadat, one meaning of it is our 24 hour daily life. If we do it with the correct intention in the correct way, it's ibadat. Through Sahabi, whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent to Yemen to govern the place there, when they met, they asked one another, how much Quran you read, when you read. The one of them said, that me, I sleep first at night, a portion of the night, and then also I regard it as ibadah. Because it will give me my freshness, my feathers fresh, and then I carry on. So even our sleeping can become our ibadah. Our eating, that I'm eating so that I can get strength, Allah's command also, and I get strength also. And how Allah beautifully, kulu, washrabu, wala tusrifu. Allah joined it there, eating and drinking, eat and drink, but do not waste. And there is wastage in eating also. The overeat is also wasting. And there are a lot of harms in that also. So anyway, so we're eating also, earning our livelihood. We make the correct intention is a great ibadah. So our 24 hours of our day can become ibadah. If we just make the correct intention, it is for that reason that we have to try and be in the company of the ulama. Today almost every town, alhamdulillah, got very great ulama. As what? How many ulama you have got? Good, great ulama. Take advantage of them. Sit in their company. Try and have learn from them.
and ask questions and learn from them. In this way, inshallah, deen will come into us. And the reality of deen and the first command of ibadat, we feel that we are doing a lot of ibadat. Ibadat is not, ibadat itself is not the only thing Allah requires from. First of all, our aqaid must be correct also. And today we have to check whether our beliefs are correct also or not. One person yesterday, today told me that found that certain book in the house. And when he started, he just took it as a glance and he started reading. And what terrible things were written about Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anha, about Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. He said he couldn't believe in my house this book here. Who has brought this book? Somebody has brought that book. And what terrible thing. So our aqaid also today, and our children, and with the TV and all the various books and internet. You just type in a few words and you've got a choice of 20 things, 20 websites you can go to. You don't know whose website that is, where you are going to, who is that person, what is he teaching. But today, that curiosity is just there for everyone, and everyone is bombarded and bamboozled with all this type of things, and we don't know which information we are taking. And once a doubt is created in a person, very, very, very dangerous. So our aqaid are very important. And it is our ibadat, all our ibadat. Allah will bless. Our namazes are still not in order. Forget all the other ibadat. Then we don't even think that mu'amalah, business transactions, that is also has to be done according to deen. Our inheritance, etc. All these things have to be done according to deen. Then our mu'ashara, our family ties. Today we don't realize and we don't think that Islam has given woman rights over the man, and man rights over the woman. And those rights are defined and defined and written out in detail. Today we just live according to how the norm is, etc. How everyone else is living. But what does Allah Ta'ala say? We don't think. And in every detail Allah has given us guidance and shown us the way. Akhlaq, character. We think we take today it's common. Then this non-Muslim spoke, then both Muslims spoke, this modernist spoke, they wrote something nice. Oh, this is like, but for example, somebody buys a car just because the wood they crown, is nice. Nice little music sound. You don't worry about the engine, you're not looking at the tires. Just the wood is sounding nice. So today somebody's presentation is nice. Finish. We also just follow. Hey, we are taken over by that. We don't see who he is, where he studied, has he got somebody above him, is he linked to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his knowledge, etc. No, just because he can present nicely, we fall for it. Today the time is difficult. So the rights of the wives also, we are trampled upon so much. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali particularly made effort in that direction also, and he said that inshallah Allah will give me my hijab just on this account that I looked after, I spoke about the life of the woman. So this is also one very important aspect of our deen. Our children, the ta'aleem, the tarbiyah, and it can never come to an end. We have, mashallah, regularly talks, Jummah talks, everything takes place. May Allah give us topic to learn our deen, but the meaning of practicing on it, and then practicing correctly. May Allah give us all topic. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Oh Allah, accept from us. Oh Allah, accept from the brothers of Escort. We've gone out of the way to make all the arrangements and facilities for us. Oh Allah, accept all the brothers who have come out in your path, oh Allah. Make it a need. Give us sincerity. Let us make it, and let it be solely for your pleasure, O Allah. Let the whole of being come into our lives. And make the whole of being alive in the whole world, O Allah. And make us the means and force for that. O Allah, save the Muslims wherever they are in the world, whatever difficulties they are facing. O Allah, protect Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, the people of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, of Bayt al-Maqdis, O Allah. the people of Syria, O Allah, the people of the world, O Allah, show mercy on your entire creation. O Allah, you save us from our sins, O Allah. Remove our sins, forgive our sins, O Allah. Let us realize the wrong we are doing, and let us abstain from that, O Allah. O Allah, guide us to righteousness. O Allah, make the whole of being flourish in the whole world. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.